You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base every episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We want to start by reminding you that since last season, we are now releasing monthly bonus Patreon episodes. For all of our Patreon supporters, you can find our episodes up all from all the ones from last season and the new ones going up. We have our first one came out this season on Nimona, and our second one comes out today, and it is on the miseducation of Cameron Post. So if you want to catch those two episodes, as well as all 11 of the Patreon episodes from last season, you can find them at bit.ly/lespatreon.
In the greater Les universe, there is a new show on Netflix that is based on an anime. It's called One Piece. And it is exciting news for the LGBTQ community because there is a trans actor playing one of the main characters, Kobe. Morgan Davies is playing that character, and fans are super excited about seeing that representation on screen. And any of you who might be anime fans, I'm sure are fans of the show. So just wanted to give a shout out to Morgan Davies and his role in One Piece.
This next item, Ellie, I am very excited about because you seem unaware of it, and that means I get to tell you about it, and I love that. So Lady Gaga, as you might know, or some of you might know, is currently doing like a Vegas residency.
Yes, right? I know that.
Okay. So Lady Gaga doing this Vegas residency, and a whole bunch of videos started dropping this last week of her explaining the song Poker Face and playing like a lounge version of the song Poker Face. Mm-hmm. So it's just her at the piano, just some little piano accompaniment. And she intros the song by saying, "Hey, I bet you all didn't know that this song is about having sex with a guy, but like picturing a woman while you're doing it." Right?
Well, and so I knew that.
Okay, and so she starts doing the whole song where she's like, you know, she's like, "He's got me like nobody," and then she's like, "Oh yeah, baby, right there," and like, and making these little faces,
oh,
and then
God.
She gets to the part where she's singing Poker Face, and she starts, I swear to God, she starts singing it going, "Poker face, fuck her face, poker face, I'm fucking her face."
Oh my God. Thank you, Lady Gaga.
And it is so, so wild and so funny and just like chef's kiss, Lady Gaga. What a joy. Just what a joy. I'll send you the TikToks after this because they're great.
Also, I want to just fly to Vegas and see Lady Gaga for one night. Like, please.
So true. Yeah.
I need to do it. Also in the Greater Les universe, speaking of fucking her face or doing whatever kind of other shit you want to do to her, have you seen the whole thing about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion scissoring in a new music video, and everyone's like going ape shit over it? And it's like,
no.
So they're scissoring in the music video, and then, you know, people are like, oh, they're like being performative, quote unquote. But then on the other side, people are like, actually, both of these women are queer. So no, they're not being performative. And then the conservatives are like, why do they need to be scissoring in this video? So
who doesn't need to be scissoring in any video is the real question. Or not in video.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need to be scissoring at all times?
Every time. So keep on scissoring.
Listen, the scissoring shirt really getting its mileage tonight.
Lee's wearing a scissoring shirt. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion scissoring in real life, quote unquote, in this video. So scissoring for everyone, you know?
Scissoring for everyone. You know why I love this shirt so much? Sorry, not to like hijack our This Week in the Listum. You know why I love this shirt? So for anyone who can't see or isn't familiar with the shirt, I think I got it on Autostraddle. I think they were, you probably still get them in the Autostraddle store. But it's just two scissors, right? It's like two scissors. They're scissoring.
Yeah,
it's very obvious. But you know how sometimes we talk about how it's like, listen, there are just things that like sometimes gay people pick up on that like straight people hilariously don't? This shirt, high on that list, man.
How?
Is like, I could not tell
it's
you.
It's
like,
so clear.
I know. And sometimes I wear it out and it just makes me so happy to like, I've had people comment on the shirt and like clearly not get it. And I'm just like, that's so funny to me, but I love it. And I take great joy in explaining it to them.
As you should. You show them?
As I should.
You're like, let me give you a demonstration.
Yeah. Please lie down.
Yeah. Amazing.
Anyways, that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 111th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
111.
111.
111. Here we go. And in this week's episode, all the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head, running through my head, all the things she said. if only I had like a rain machine
need rain.
In my
like,
studio.
We need like a green screen of us just like locked in a jail with people looking like disapprovingly at us, you know?
Just as the water runs down our faces.
Just like slow flashes of mouths getting closer to each other.
Oh, God. God, help us all.
As, like, chaotic, we're going to dive into this. Obviously, it's a Should Have Been Gay for a reason. As, like, hilariously problematic as Tattoo is, the music video, I'm a fan.
We're going to listen.
If they made it again today, like,
listen,
I'll watch it again.
We're
going to
get into it. We're going to get into it. It's
all right, let's get into it.
Fine. It's going to be fine.
Let's do it.
Okay. As you all know, listeners, as we've discussed, I think, through the rest of our Should Have Been Gays this season, we're branching out a little bit this season. We're doing some different stuff, which means, sadly, for me, mostly, I have no IMDb synopsis to read.
So sad.
What I'm going to do is try to, on the fly, kludge together a somewhat cohesive Wikipedia overview of Tattoo. Huh? Okay.
Question mark?
A question mark on the fly. I'm literally, it's like, here's a whole page. Let me try to pick and choose.
I was reading this Wikipedia page the other day. I was like, why does Tattoo have the longest Wikipedia page
of
anyone ever who's only had one hit single?
Okay. So two. They had two. What are you talking about?
All right. I don't know the second one. So
you don't know they're not going to get it. They're not going to get us. Yeah, you do. Come on. Really? Oh, this is sad for me. Okay. Sorry. We'll get into it.
Old.
Okay, Tattoo. They are a Russian music duo that consists of, I feel like we should apologize in advance in this article or in this episode for the amount of Russian things we are probably going to mispronounce, but consists of Lena, Katina, and Julia Volkova. They formed the group Tattoo in the early aughts. They started with a bunch of songs in Russian. They were a Russian group. They released some hits in the US. namely all the things she said, and Not Gonna Get Us. They represented Russia in the 2003 Eurovision. Hot stuff. They came in third. And they broke up in 2011 to pursue solo careers. And I think have done like a very, very small number of reunion concerts here and there. Okay, that's kind of like a rough, actual, real life overview of Tattoo.
Yes. Well, also, we should mention that, like, they were formed by someone else.
Well, all singing groups are, right?
Like, yes and no, but, like, some bands, like, are friends who are a band and then they're discovered. Like, they were created. They were created. They were auditioned for. Like, the concept of the band was started before these two singers were the band.
Yeah.
By Shapovalov, their producer. And he's gonna, he factors pretty,
Ivan Shapovalov.
Who is, like,
what a fucking piece of work. We're gonna talk about him. Yeah.
Okay, but yes, that's the overview.
If you had to give, do you have like a gay synopsis for Tattoo?
Like of what
of
they
your just like of your own life? Like, just, do you have like a gay, here's what Tattoo means to me when I think of Tattoo?
Interest, like, yes, I guess you're saying, but that's more what was my experience, not gay synopsis, right?
A little bit. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you ran into like a gay person who had never heard of Tattoo.
Okay, yes. Yes. Okay, so if you have not heard of Tattoo, I would say these gay bitches filmed the most iconic, problematic music video of two young schoolgirls making out in the rain that has changed gay women in the early aughts lives forever. That's my gay synopsis.
Like, you don't even know. Like, you don't even know,
Tattoo.
Ellie.
That's okay. The gay, like, that's the idea. That is the kernel of Tattoo that lives in my soul. And it has been tarnished. We will get to that. But that's
okay.
That's the beautiful part of Tattoo that I want gay people to feel, you know?
Here's what I think I would say for me. I would say coming out at approximately exactly the same time as one Lee Holmes Foster, the All the Things She Said music video is inextricably linked with my burgeoning discovery of my own sexuality.
Yep. Sounds right.
It was a rough time back then, okay? It was a rough time.
Very right.
So here's the thing. I know we have a lot of younger listeners, right?
Yes. Honestly, I bet you a lot of people have no clue what we're even talking about right now.
I feel like I really need to explain a little bit more concrete. Because the thing is like, we're talking in so many allusions to stuff that, like, anybody my age, your age, like you know. You were there. Yeah, you all know.
But let's talk.
We all lived this. We all lived through this together, okay? If you didn't, if you're a little bit younger than Ellie and I are, listeners, Tattoo.
Catch this. Catch this shit.
Tattoo was a group that, like, okay, how do I want to explain this? You know, there's this thing. Okay, maybe here's how I'll do this. You know when people are like, oh, there's a thing where, like, you have to be gay to play a gay character, right? And we're always like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Right? Like, okay, we just talked about this recently, last season, maybe. We just talked about this when we were talking about the interview about But I'm a Cheerleader and how both of them, like Natasha Lyonne and Melanie Lynskey, were like, I don't need to play a gay character. And we're like, no, that's not, we're not talking about you. We're talking about Tattoo.
Okay. We're talking about
Tattoo. When you want to talk to gay people and we're like, representation matters, like, let gay people tell our own story. We're not talking, we don't want Melanie Lynskey. Let Melanie Lynskey play all the gay roles for the rest of time. Natasha Lyonne, all of them, give them all the gay roles. That we're not talking about them. What we're talking about is Tattoo. We're talking about a group that rose to fame
by pretending to be lesbian
on the strength of their willingness to get soaking wet and make out with each other while being extremely straight and exploited. And like, okay, to be fair, I feel like I want to say before we dive into this, because God help us on this episode, I do not necessarily hold it against the two of them. We're going to talk about Julia Volkova on her own. I know, we'll get there. But I don't hold the group and the song and the music video and the performances and all of that. I don't hold it against the two of them. These were two highly exploited young teenage girls who were like probably being abused by their producer. But
they were for sure being like they were for sure being abused by their producer.
He was a fucking mess.
They're pretty like, I feel like, okay, I still feel like you're not being clear.
I don't know
enough.
Where we're going.
You're not being
we
clear
have
enough,
no please. Thread right now.
No, I need to. I'm going to try to be more clear about what actually happened. So, okay. Tattoo was a group created by Ivan Shapovalov,
a male producer.
Right? Male producer. And he had this idea, wow, it'd be great to make a lesbian music duo. Let's audition for them, right? So, he auditions for these two lesbian music duo people, right? He books these two girls. They are 14 when they get booked, right? So yes, they are extremely exploited. But he is the one who is queerbaiting, right? Their entire brand is lesbian. The word tattoo in Russian means this girl loves that girl.
Well, it's not the word tattoo. It's an abbreviation of the phrase.
The phrase the tattoo is based on, right? Literally means this girl loves that girl. They made a music video of the two of them making out in the rain. Then in 2003, after they rose to fame for being this lesbian music duo, they kissed on stage a million times. It wasn't just the music video. They talked in interviews about lesbian experience, right? In 2003, they filmed a documentary called The Anatomy of Tattoo. And they say, oh no.
They're both straight.
We've never been gay, ever. We're both straight. We actually, one of them is talking about praying her sin away, like super homophobic, like, and they basically say, what was it? They specifically said, oh no, we wrote these songs for lesbians, but we are not lesbians.
Yeah.
So the point of the should have been gay is, if you had been honest about it from the beginning. But they went into it being like, we are lesbians. Our whole brand is lesbians. And
it's
then after they became successful,
all the way,
they said, oh, no, 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 no. We were just pretending.
Yeah. Well, and OK, so listen,
that's wild.
As a dyke of a certain age, right? Like, I mean, I am not joking when I tell you that, like, this music video came out like literally right around the same time that I was coming out in high school, right?
Yes.
And so this, and it was fucking huge, because you have to understand, like, 2002, 2003, like, we just did this, Ellie. We were just looking through, like, what are other lesbian anthems
There's
from
nothing.
The early aughts? There are none. They don't exist. Like, we were doing what every fucking lesbian of a certain age and up did for the entirety of our lives, which is you're just like, what's a song that a man sings that I can repurpose for myself, okay? Like, that's where we were at, okay? This song comes out. The music video comes out, and this was like peak music video days, right?
Like
this was
like
turn on MTV and watch fucking 2 hours of music videos go by in your life, right? This was peak music video time. All the things she said comes out, and like we lost our minds. Like we lost our ever-loving minds.
Did you?
Oh God, yes.
Lost your mind.
I lost my mind. Like you cannot even imagine, because we didn't even have movies, right? Like we had nothing.
Yeah.
We had nothing at this point, right? Like you had like two movies out there and this music video, and that was it. And it was so easy, because it was just, it's like all they do is make out. You're like, yes, this is amazing. YouTube was not a thing, okay? Like you couldn't just go up and look this shit up. You had to sit and fucking watch MTV for it, right? Like you had
so
to find somebody who had
waiting.
Like,
you're sitting there waiting for a tattoo music
you'd,
video to come back on.
You'd sit there and wait for it, or you had to find someone who like had the file of the video that they could like send you, and it would take 4 hours to download from like an email. Like this was, okay, it was hard times is what I'm saying. And
so this
was like a fucking godsend. And then literally like a year later, yeah, they come out and they're just like, we're both so straight. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck? I'm like, I just watched you two cling to each other lovingly in the rain, fighting for your relationship against the judgmental stares of society. What are you talking about? You're straight.
Well, also, it is
what
crazy.
What are you talking
well,
about?
The craziest part about it is because, like, okay, you could say, like, oh, it was just a music video. But they did it live. They did yes. it, like, in interview. Like, they were, it's not even like, oh, that was just a music video. They were, like, doubling down on that shit as their whole persona.
Yeah, yeah.
And their whole and brand.
I want to talk a little bit about the video itself, okay?
Okay,
because
yes.
here's the thing. It's so hard for me to look back at this music video, knowing everything I know now and, like, being at the place where we are now, without having that little kernel of a teeny tiny baby gay who was just, who, like, felt over the moon with joy. Like, okay, can I tell you, when I, God, this must have been, how old was I turning? Maybe for, like, my 16th, 17th, somewhere around there. One of those birthdays. And I still have, because I know I have it somewhere. It's in this house. I'll find it and I'll take a picture of it for you. Okay. For one of those birthdays, like maybe like my junior year of high school or something, one of my friends made me a birthday card. And all she did is she was like, I wanted to make you a card of stuff that she knew I liked. And so she printed out. And this is, I'm talking like printed out early aughts inkjet printer resolution on printer paper, okay? Mm-hmm. Pictures of cheesecakes.
Yep.
And the Tattoo. Girls from Tattoo.
Yep.
And just made like a little collage on a piece of paper. And that was like on a, you know, like glued down to a piece of like poster board. Like gave me that as a birthday card.
It's
okay.
So
like
beautiful. So yeah, you had some tattoo feelings.
I was fully fucking in it. Like this was my
Spice
era.
Girls.
This is like this. Well, Spice Girls were a different
also,
thing,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Like also a thing. Yeah. This was literally like I came out and here's this fucking silver platter of these girls sucking face in the rain. Like
yeah.
It was,
I mean, it is life-changing. Like, that's the thing about
it's
it. So
life-changing.
That's what's so complicated about it is, like, now looking back at it, like, if this music video came out today, definitively people would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you pretending to be a lesbian? Like, we don't need this. Like, we
Unless it was Katy Perry, in which case everyone would just be like, okay, sure, okay, yeah. Sure, Katy Perry, whatever you're doing now.
Fine,
okay.
Fine. But
Katy Perry in the rain with, like, you know, just whipped cream coming out.
just girls in shark suits licking whipped cream off of Katy Perry. but that's why it is like, even though it came from something horrible, good things did come from it.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like a very confusing thing, right? Like when you think about it, it's like, this was saying the message that like being gay is okay and like I love this girl even though society says I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? The song itself, the lyrically is like I
Daddy
love
D looking at you. Tell me what do you see? Yeah, I mean come on. It's just
but the song itself is like star-crossed lesbian lovers, right? And so like there are plenty of people like they've said like people sent them messages saying like you don't know how much it meant to me to see you kiss and it changed my life. Like I came out because of this music video or like you after you came out, it made you feel like there were people out there who were like you. Like it was a
it was huge that queer women could connect with. Okay. But here's my thing. It's the same as what?
Rizzles. I'm like, even though it was horrible, do we not connect over it?
It's horrible.
Do
we
not have queer awakenings because of it?
Here's the thing. Yes, I love it unironically. I can't ever go back in time and like undo the way that my psyche like has placed this music video in my brain. Like, mm-hmm. I can't. It's in there. It's just there now. Okay.
It mattered. It did matter to you.
But you go back and watch it now, and it's like, you know how we talk about like the male gaze.
Oh yeah.
And like,
it's this literally schoolgirl outfits.
Is rain. A whole lot. It's a whole lot. It's just like, let's like, put these 17-year-old girls in wet button-down shirts and their little skirts and like everything we hate about Loving Annabelle. Just worse. It's like, it's,
well, except it's not a teacher.
No, but it's like, it's so it's gratuitous. So bad. It's so over the top gratuitous. It's just, it's like, let's hose you down and like force you to make out with each other. And like, and that's the thing is, I feel like when it came out that they were not even gay, there was like two sides to it. One, there was like the appropriative side where you're like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Why are you coasting to fame
as fake lesbians?
On a lie of being fake lesbians. And the other side is you were like, what the fuck? Who did this to you?
Yeah. Like, well, it is like, extremely exploitative of these two young girls.
Oh, like, God, it's so
it
bad.
It is so bad. It is so bad. And that's so why, bad. Like, I think the queer baiting aspect of it, I completely, 10,000% put on this man.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm like, these two girls had no clue what they were doing. They were just two girls who loved to sing and wanted to be famous and were like, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it because we're artists and whatever. Like, you know, like people, young artists get exploited like that all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah.
Right,
but like, it's just
but
it's,
this
it's
old
rough.
Creepy man being like, it would be so cool to make a lesbian, like,
let's have a lesbian band. It's okay, so that's the thing, because so Tattoo in the US, I really think they only had those two songs. All Things She Said was like their big one. Not Gonna Get Us came out on the same album, but I think it came out as like a single later or something. And I mean, it's just, again, they are like, these songs are so, they're like quintessential early aughts Europop, right? Like,
yes.
Where it's just, it's so, the repetition, like the song Not Gonna Get Us, I think a solid 80% of that song is literally just
the words
them
not
saying,
gonna get us.
Not gonna get us. They're not gonna get us, gonna get us, gonna. They're not gonna get, like, that's how the song goes. Do you ask me if I know any other word in that song?
No.
That's just it. It's that song. Not Perfect. Gonna get us. But like, but it's the same thing, right? It's like the whole song is just like, people don't understand us and our love and society is gonna tell us they're wrong, but they can't stop us because we can run away together and they're not gonna get us. That's the song, right? Like, that's it.
That's the thing, though. It's like, it's so tropey. And yet, I'm like, this fucking man, well, he didn't write the song. So his wife wrote the song, which is even
okay. Also, more... I'm sorry.
What the hell? She wrote the song after waking up from a dream where she was kissing a girl, and she was like, "I think I must have lost my mind."
Okay. Do you get
what?
I know that I am literally just projecting this idea into the universe. But do you feel like when you have a weird Russian man who decides out of the blue one day to be like, you know what I need is some young teenage girls to make a lesbian duo pop group. And their debut single is going to be a song written by my wife after a dream in which she was making out with a girl. Do you get the feeling that, like, that's the type of couple who's just like, they're the type, they strike me as like the looking for a unicorn kind of couple?
Oh,
right? Like,
for sure.
Because I'm sorry, but like, what?
Why
does this story even, why does this exist in the world?
It is like, so wild. It is so wild.
It's like, it's a whole lot. Like, remember when we discovered that Seth Rogen's wife wrote, for a good time call?
This That's what like it feels like.
A little similar to that, where you're like, my man, what is going on?
I mean, honestly, right the now. the best like retribution for this man would be for his wife to leave him for a woman. God,
please, like, I don't think that's the should have been gay that I want amazing.
In this life. It is his ex-wife. I don't know why.
Well,
but I mean, no, he seems like a horrific man. There could have been many reasons.
Terrible.
Seems like it. Just take out the seems like he is a horrific man. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But the best revenge would be that this woman's like, oh yeah, I wrote all these gay songs for this thing, and then was like, oh wait, maybe this is a little more autobiographical than I anticipated.
Yeah, right. Huh, literally, the should have been gay in this is like, the two girls in the group should have been gay. This man's ex-wife should have been gay. Like,
yeah, and this man needs to fuck off. Well, okay, let's maybe discuss a little bit of the should have been gay of it all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know really how to address it. It's like, clearly in this day and age, I feel like the should have been gay of Tattoo is that, number one, this type of band should not have existed in the form that it existed, right? Like,
no.
I can't even say like, oh, well, what if this man created this group and was like, only lesbians can apply? I still would be like, why is this man profiting off of these lesbians? Right? But you add that extra layer that, like, they weren't even gay. I feel like the should have been gay of it all is like, okay, things are better, everyone. Like, the should have been gay is we have Tegan and Sarah. Okay. We have, like, Melissa. We have Hayley Kiyoko. We have Fletcher. We have Melissa Etheridge. We have freaking King Princess. We have Muna. Like, most artists are gay now and they're doing their own thing. Like, yes, they have producers, but, like, they made themselves into their own act.
I think the thing about it is like, there's so much that's tied up in it from the fact that they were a group out of Russia. And like, Russia, even still to this day, like, a strongly homophobic country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard because it's like, I can't figure out, like, would it even be possible for a Russian group full of lesbians to just be like, we're out and proud. Here's our songs about being gay. Like, probably not. But the thing is like, it was such a weird choice. And I feel like they probably made that, like, I feel like they made the documentary to be like, it's okay, Russia.
Oh, you feel
we're
like
not
they...
really gay, right?
Like, no, we're not. Oh, so the should have been gay of it all is like, actually they secretly were a lesbian together and they're lying.
Well, okay, so you know what's weird? Okay, because so here's the thing. So there's two girls. There's Lena Katina, who seems, I mean, throughout most of the you know, years since then, to just be like very supportive, like very in favor of gay rights, very supportive, very straight, but, you know, like, kind of has not come out and said anything
homophobic or messed up, yeah.
Or messed up or homophobic.
And then now we got talk about little Julia.
Julia Volkova, what's interesting is if you read her Wikipedia page, is supposedly bisexual.
She did come out as bisexual in, right? I think, 2014, but she also said some really
fucked up things. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. I was trying to hunt down some of the interviews where she did come out, and they're very hard to find.
Also, which one is Julia? Is she the short-haired one in the video?
The short-haired one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she made some really super homophobic comments about gay men related to her son.
Yes.
She like did a game show where she was hooked up to a lie detector and they asked her like, oh, you know, like, would you accept your son if he was gay? And she was like, no. And like, including like use of slurs and like all sorts of stuff about how like men need to be men. And I mean, just horrible, horrible comments. And then they were like, what about women? And she was like, oh, well, lesbians are hot. Like, basically. Right. Like, that's, I mean, I'm heavily paraphrasing, but she was like, lesbians, it's like aesthetically attractive. And like,
yeah,
that's
she
okay.
Said
like,
lesbians
women don't
are
have
hotter.
The same.
Yeah, she literally said lesbians are hotter. I mean, that tracks for her being bisexual. You can still be a bisexual woman and be super homophobic towards gay men.
Very homophobic. Super
right?
Homophobic.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty messed up.
It's a whole mess.
In our community, just because, you know, we talked about this during the Fine Ally episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just because you're a part of the community doesn't mean you are kind to every person in our community.
Or a good ally.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
But it does not excuse you of, like, homophobic behavior.
A mess. Like, mess. An absolute mess. So here's
the
thing.
She also said that gays are better than murderers, thieves, or drug addicts.
Yeah, only barely, right? She's like, listen, I mean, I guess if I have to pick, like, he could be gay.
Oh,
what
my
the fuck?
God. I'd rather him be gay than a murderer. That is the most fucked up shit.
Yeah. She's like, they're all bad, but, like, I guess it's better than that. Like, it's gross. The whole thing is gross. And so I think that's the thing is, like, if you look at it now, right? Like, think about the fact that we have conversations where we're like, is Melanie Lynskey allowed to play gay? And you're like, wait a minute. Like, back up a second. Because
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
That's not the conversation. The conversation is like, shit like this. Like, would this fly in 2023?
Yeah, like, and like, can people who are wildly homophobic pretend to be queer for
pretty,
the public?
Yeah, pretty sure the answer is no. It's like,
no.
It's similar to how, like, we were... We've been listening. I mean, the girls are in like a big Disney princess phase, right? So we listened to a lot of princess songs. And I think we were playing some of Aladdin. Maybe it's that we were playing some of Aladdin and Kelsey didn't grow up watching a whole lot of Disney movies. And so we were playing some of Aladdin and we were listening to it. And she was like, oh, like, who's that talking or something? And we were like, that's Jasmine. And she was like, oh, she sounds blonde. And I think we looked her up and, like, the actress who plays Jasmine in, like, the original Aladdin movie, I'm pretty sure, is blonde, right? And we were like, and we were looking at it and we were like, oh, that is so funny because you could not do that today, right?
No.
Like, you would never get away with it. Like, not Lea Salonga, because Lea Salonga did her singing voice.
Yeah, I was like,
she didn't do the acting
pretty
voice.
Sure Lea Salonga sang.
Yeah, she did, for sure. But that's why it was funny, because Kelsey had heard the songs, and she knows, because I'm obsessed with Lea Salonga, and so
yeah,
she,
Linda Larkin, like, looks...
is blonde.
So
yeah, yeah.
Not like Jasmine.
Not. No,
well,
absolutely
and
not. And so
Scott
she
Weinger,
had heard Lea Salonga's singing
Aladdin,
voice.
Wait, the person who played Aladdin's voice, also blonde.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So she had not heard Jasmine's speaking voice. And so she was like, that sounds blonde. And we were like, that is a very blonde white woman. And we were like, you could never, right? Like, you could never do that today.
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't even try. And so it feels like it's one of those, right? Where you're like, you look at Tattoo and the era of time that Tattoo existed in. And you would never, like, no one would try to do that these days. Like, even, you know, you have your fucking, like, I kissed a girl Katy Perry moments. And even at that point.
And but to be fair, that was a while ago, too. And
yeah,
it
wasn't
okay.
But it was
people
start,
still
but
were
it
like,
still got away with it. But it was at the point where it was starting to, like, I feel like that's when the tide started shifting, where you were like, okay, should you be making a whole song about kissing girls when you're like, when we all know
that yes
that's
also
not-
that was in okay so that was in 2008 right
yes.
so that was 5 years after Tattoo. That's not that
yeah.
long after Tattoo.
It's not that long, but the thing is, and it's not like Katy Perry was canceled because of it. It was just that it was at the point that I feel like people started to kind of be like, hey, you're sort of just doing this to get attention, right? Like, you're not really doing it.
Yes.
For
wait, you know
a
what's
strong,
crazy?
Deeply held belief of how much you love kissing
of
girls.
Of how much you love kissing girls, yeah. Well, but okay, here's the thing that's different about okay, this is sort of an interesting thing too, right? because when you think about songwriting, like Lee as a songwriter,
yeah,
you can write songs that are not your experience.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like, it's not like
me actively working on a gospel song right now. Sure. Yes.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, you can write songs that are not your experience. Like at a certain point, you're going to be writing songs like about, like how Taylor Swift says, like, oh, I wrote that from a male perspective. Fine. We believe you. Totally.
LOL. Okay, but sure.
Either way, you know, like, or like how it works, like somebody else will write a song and bring it to your songwriting team. And you're like, oh, I like sure. it. It's cool. Like whatever. Right. Like, you don't have to be like personally behind every single song you sing or write, right? Like right. as an artist, it's like you're telling a story. But Tattoo was like, this is our story. And then was like, never mind, it's not.
The thing about it is, to me, is like, okay, let's take as just as an example, let's use as the example a famous hetero singer, Taylor Swift. Okay.
Yes, yes, of course.
Sure. I'm saying that with a very straight face. But here's the thing. Regardless of however people feel about Taylor Swift's sexuality, she publicly is straight. And so when you write a song like You Need to Calm Down, you bring a whole butt ton of fucking queer people in. And you
yes,
in
for the music video, yes.
Right?
Taylor Swift is not filming a music video of her making out with other women. And
I mean,
being like,
yet.
I know. Wait, also,
sorry.
You know what? So what is it
sorry,
really
this
actually
is not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is it would be possible in this day and age, in the year of our Lord 2023, for a straight singer to write a gay anthem and sing it and make a music video. And do it in a way that is still supportive and be like, hey, yeah, I want to support gay people. I wrote this awesome gay anthem, gay love song, gay thing, gay whatever, like gay dance, pop, club number, whatever. And what you would do is you would not cast yourself as
no.
the fucking gay person in your music video. You would have gay people in your music video and
acting
that, and
as,
that would
yeah,
be,
yeah.
you would be like using your platform to give them a stage on your platform. You would not be doing what Tattoo did, which is to say, fucking shock value, ooh, lesbians reign, making out, woo-hoo, don't you want to have us on your late night talk show and see if we kiss, even though you told us we can't kiss on television? What are we gonna do? You don't know. Like, that's
they really for anyone who does not know, they really did that. Like, they legitimately like would like hold their hands in front of their faces and like pretend to kiss on
yeah.
talk shows, like,
and then they'd go
the
on
level.
The next one with like shirts that said like censored, like they were a fucking Glee concert. I mean, it was just yeah
insane.
Like wild stuff.
Sorry, I wanted to say though, what is crazy knowing that I Kissed a Girl was 5 years after Tattoo is that I Kissed a Girl was a super important part of my coming out.
Of course it was.
And that is hilarious to me because, okay, here's what happened.
Did you used to dream of the taste of her cherry chapstick, Ellie?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the night. So I already sort of knew that I was gay. Like, I had come out to a few people. I've probably told this story on the podcast before. It was like the first girl I ever kissed. Right. So it was this night of an a cappella concert, and I saw this girl and I was like, you know what? Something about her, I was like, I'm going to kiss this girl tonight. Like, it was just like electric, right? You know when that happens. So whatever. So that happened. I decide I'm coming out that night. So I took all my a cappella friends. Like, every time I like went to the bathroom, I'd grab a new one and be like, so I just need to tell you, like, I'm gay. I'm probably going to kiss this girl tonight. So I don't want you to be surprised. Then we're at this dance party and I'm literally dancing like next to this girl, and I Kissed a Girl comes on, and everyone had just heard me come out. So everyone starts coming around me and they're like, yeah. And we start singing I Kissed a Girl the night I came out. Like, I cannot get that visual out of my head of me scream singing.
Yeah.
I Kissed a Girl.
Listen, like, all of our coming out stories are tinged with some problematic shit. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, because it was 2008. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, too. Like, what I said earlier of, like, yes, it's problematic, but that doesn't mean it also wasn't important to people's coming out journeys. Like, it can both be problematic and be, like, an important part of your like discovering your sexuality. Right? Like plenty of people could have also discovered their sexuality watching freaking Loving Annabelle. And then now you're like, oh my God.
Yes.
I cannot believe that that movie gave me, like, was a part of my, like, or the L word is also problematic, right? Like, there's plenty of stuff that, like, you look at it and you can analyze it. But, like, your gay little heart also is still like, oh, but it felt something. It was something cool for me, you know?
So many of our things are problematic because so much of the stuff that we had for so long
was not written by us.
Was problematic. Like, even if it was, dude, it was still problematic. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Original L word. Come on.
Oof.
I mean, come on.
Oof. But still, like, when you've never seen yourself represented, the first time you see yourself represented, no matter what that is, it hits.
Yeah. Especially when you're, like, at a tender age.
Exactly.
You're a young, impressionable baby gay who's never seen yourself on screen before. I mean,
I did it.
I honestly, it's so hard because it's like, I know. I mean, if you take any younger queer today and you go back and you show them this music video and you explain the whole situation to them, they're gonna be like, wow, what the fuck were you all thinking? Like, why did you like this? And I'm like, you can't understand. Like, you can't understand what we have. Like, it wasn't even like the crumbs we have today. I'm like, it was nothing. It was nothing. It was, we didn't have crumbs. We had other people.
We got come to my window. We got like.
And even come to my window. It's like, if you, I mean, you know, it's gay, but it's not like it's super not explicitly explicit. Like, God, you know what I wish, Ellie? How do you and I, as a production company, like put together like a young, hot, gay pop group and like write them hot lesbian pop songs and like make them make super like hot lesbian music videos?
I'm right here.
Okay. I'm right here.
I'm right here.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying I want 17-year-olds, but like, I don't know. I feel like we need like a 22-year-old pop group, you know?
Yeah.
No like offense, dude. We're old.
That's rude, but I get it.
I know what time like you go to bed now. You can't fool me. You're not young like anymore.
Like a one.
We ain't shit, Ellie.
Like a One Direction for lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah, for lesbians. We need one for lesbians.
They're called boy. Are they called boy band? What are they called?
Oh, yeah, you're right. There is one, right? There's like a lesbian pop group, like a gay pop group or something.
Yeah, boy band.
Okay.
B-O-I.
Okay.
So.
Hot stuff. I'm into
boy
it.
Boy band is pretty cool. You can vibe on that.
I can get into it. I just want more of that. Like, that's what I want, right? Like, I want to like recreate what I should have had in my youth. Without it being tattoo.
Yes.
Because tattoo was a fucking mess.
So instead of the male gaze, we're just going to use the elder lesbian gaze to create this. We're like, here, young gaze, make out.
Please kiss. And now kiss.
Still problematic.
It's a little bit.
If you want to.
Listen, all I'm saying is like, I could write better songs than the fucking early aughts Europop nonsense, right? Have you seen, there's someone who made like a TikTok or something where he's like basically every like 2000s European like Europop song. And it's so painfully accurate to like so much of my high school, like, you know, like, homecoming dance life of just like, I mean, nonsense, like just nonsense.
To be fair, I also feel like there's another part of that though that's like, because European, like, because the Europop songs, like, the English is not their first language, they almost write catchier songs because they're not caught up in
meaning,
like being like eloquent with the meaning, right? So you're just like, yeah, these words sound good together.
But sometimes they don't even like, this is why I think I've told you how my mom was in like a Europop group that almost got signed when they signed the Spice Girls, right? So and they had like every song they had this old French man who was their producer, and he wrote all of their songs, and they're like, the lyrics mean nothing. Like, nothing. They mean nothing. And some of them don't even sound that good, you know? But they're just words. They're just like, here are sounds. And you're like, okay, sure.
Well, like, Hit Me Baby One More Time was European, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Well, and also, well, it's also, like, that's the whole story about, oh, fuck, what is it? It's like one of the NSYNC songs, maybe?
I Want It That Way?
Yes, it's Backstreet Boys. It's I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. Yeah, okay, so the original version, like, there's an alternate version of I Want It That Way that they recorded that starts like this. I'm yours completely. I feel so deeply. Like, it's bad. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Right?
Yes.
And they were like, they tried it because they were like, oh, like, lyrically, like, they make more sense, but it just, it's bad. It's not good.
Your fire, your one desire. Baby.
Okay, ready? Are you ready for this? No goodbyes ain't nothing but a heartache. No more lies ain't nothing but a mistake. That is why I love it when I hear you say, I want it that way. Like, it doesn't work. It's not good.
And it's
so,
just
like,
better.
No hate on the Europop. I'm just saying we could do better songs, Ellie. That's all I'm saying. My point is you and I could make a better actual lesbian pop group.
Yes, you're correct.
Without should've exploiting 17-year-olds.
New lesbian super group.
I'm in. Unite. I'm in.
Here for it. All right. Let's talk a little bit before we finish up just about, like, well, I guess we sort of hit all of it. But do you think? No, it is queerbaiting. Like,
it's
do you
queerbaiting.
Think
Tattoo's
come queerbaiting?
On. Come
Tattoo
on.
Tattoo is like the original queerbaiting. Like, yes. It is just definitively the definition of queerbaiting is Tattoo.
And it worked. We were baited. I was baited. I was in hook, line, sinker, man. They fucking reeled me
you
in.
You were baited.
I was there.
You were baited. Are we gonna ship anyone or make a ship name? Like, that's not.
I ship the nice one with the dude's ex-wife. I don't know, man. I got nothing. I got.
Yeah. No. No ships for this one.
I ship baby gay Lee with, like, someone else to have made out with in high school, like, to the tattoo
in the rain
video. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. What a time. Also, like, as a reminder to everyone, we are trying to do different should have been gays. No movies, no TV shows until the SAG strike is done.
And WGA.
And WGA strike. So if you have any other suggestions for us, music, books, theater, let us know. We would love to talk about the things you want us to talk about. But I think today's episode was a wild should have been gay ride.
Should have been gay. Anyone involved with Tattoo.
Any person on the entire Tattoo team should have been gay. Should have been gay. All right. Ready for our Q&A?
I'm ready.
Q and gay.
All right. Question number one. What's your favorite problematic lesbian anthem? A, All the Things She Said. B, I Kissed a Girl. C, Cool for the Summer. Or D, Girls.
Oh, God. Ellie, listen. Here's the problem. I still fucking love All the Things She Said. I still love it.
It's a great song.
It's a fucking
it freaking slaps.
It's a bop.
It slaps. I've been thinking about adding it to our femme set, but I'm like, is it too? But it's like, that's the thing. It's like, it's great as a song. It hits.
It does. Plus, it's like hits. Deeply nostalgic for gays of a certain age. That's all.
It would be super fun to, like, just like the guitar, the drums. It'd be so fun. We'll probably do it. Let's be real.
Question two, Ellie. Have you ever dressed up as Tattoo in the All the Things She Said music video?
Have I ever dressed specifically as them? No. Have I ever dressed in a schoolgirl outfit? Yes.
You would do such a good Tattoo cosplay, though. You've got her hair.
Well, maybe I will.
You should.
Now.
Oh my God, can we do it for Halloween one year? Where sometime when we go someplace where we can do a cosplay together? Can we cosplay the Tattoo Girls?
We have to go on a
I don't quite have the little shaggy bob she had
on a Halloween,
like,
vacation again.
Yeah.
We were together for one Halloween.
I know.
And that was fun.
When I can't do her little shaggy, like, long pixie cut, but like we would actually be enough. A great approximation of the tattoo music.
It's close enough.
We don't have to make out in the rain. It's fine.
Yeah, besides that, we've totally got it on lock.
Great.
Yeah. All right, question number three. What was the worst queer baiting? A, tattoo, B, Rizzoli and Isles, C, Supercorp, or D, Faberi?
Oh man, they're all so bad. I'm gonna go with Rizzoli and Isles. I think it's Rizzoli and Isles, personally. I don't know, man. Supercorp also so bad.
I feel like tattoo because it was so intentional, but like Rizzles was intentional too. Oh,
God, the marketing. I still some days, like sometimes I'll just be like walking down the sidewalk and I want to like stop someone on like just a random person on the sidewalk and like be like, did you ever see this marketing campaign where they were wearing handcuffs and like chained to each other? Like I still get like, and I never watched the fucking show. I get like viscerally angry about it. It's a problem. It's a big problem.
I mean, you should be mad. It was so messed up. I watched the show and the chemistry between those two.
It's wild. Okay. Question four, Ellie. Who is your favorite out musician out of A, Fletcher, B, Janelle Monáe, C, Brandi Carlile, or D, Muna?
This is such a hard question. Also, there's so many more.
I know. It's random sampling. There's so many more,
which is crazy. I feel like it has to be Muna.
Mm.
D. They're my new vibe.
Into it.
Well, also because out of all of them, they're the only people I've seen live. And they crushed it.
Nice.
I'm sure if I've seen any of these other people live,
I saw Janelle Monáe live, I might actually just keel over and
I
die.
I think I
so.
Was, it was with Janelle too. Like, they're so talented. Brandi Carlile. I mean, all of them. Literally all the above. Yeah. All right. Question number five. Did tattoo make you gay, Lee?
I mean, no, but maybe a little yes.
But yes. Yeah.
Make did tattoo you gay? Make
no.
me gay?
No.
Cement did it help your with gayness? My awareness?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, for sure. It was a whole thing. It was a time, okay? It was a time. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
It was a time. Listeners, remember you can answer our Q&A questions on our Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 we're gay.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And this one, it's going to be a little bit vague because it is not actually something someone sent into this. It was something that was in our Discord with all of our patrons. But it made me happy and I just want to shout it out. And so I will be a little vague and we're not using any names. But I just want to say one of our patrons in our Discord shared a story about coming out to a really close friend recently as one of a small number of people that they have come out to, and it went really well, and it just made all of us
very happy.
Feel really happy. And so that's all. I wanted to shout that out. It was a cute story. It filled us with joy. We're happy for you.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, and we were just filled with gay joy. That's all.
Love it. As always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Lizette Stye,
Adi Benitez,
Fiona W.,
and Sophia Phillips.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen.
And Andrea Doucette. Thank you so much for supporting us. We could not continue to make the show without you.
Remember, you can find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also have videos going up on our YouTube channel. You can subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch those.
Les Hangout is an independently produced show hosted by us with audio production by me. Our production assistant is Krista Murison, and Twitter shenanigans and various other odd jobs by Lee Holmes Foster.
If you want to help support the podcast, the first thing you can do is leave us a rating and a review on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. It helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us and continue to pay our independent team, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. Any level is a huge help. And any level also gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, so you have lots of new content to listen to.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, you can find all of our designs on all sorts of different items up in our TeePublic store. You can find that at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings that you can find everywhere at $dollarbeanprod.
You can also visit our website, dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals, you can join our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to follow us individually, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Brigida.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.